Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, September 9th. Corn and beans closed higher on the day, with the wheat a little bit lower, but all three closed higher on the week. So let's take a look first at the corn. December finishing up 2.5 cents at $3.41 a bushel. That's 12.5 cents better than last week's close. Export sales, delayed by the Labor Day holiday, came in at the higher end of expectations, 1.1 million metric tons versus estimates of between 500,000 and 1.1 million metric tons. Funds are still short about 115,000 contracts of corn. Open interest is down on the week, and fund positions have liquidated about 35,000 contracts so far this week heading into Monday's report. Average estimates for Monday's report are production of 15.027 billion bushels on a yield of 173.4 bushels per acre. That's down 1.7 bushels per acre on the August 12th report. Carryouts in the corn estimated to be 2.329 billion bushels. That's 80 million bushels lower than the August estimate of 2.409 for 16-17 year. Moving to the wheat, December finished down 2.5 cents at 403.5, but still 4.25 cents higher on the week. Export sales came in near the high end of expectations, 662,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 200 and 700,000 metric tons. Kansas City, December finished down 0.5 cent at 418.5, but still up 5.25 cents on the week. There is talk that there will be a 3 million acre cut in wheat acreage for 2017. This will likely go into corn and beans. We'll have to keep an eye and see what develops there. Also of note is a possibility on Monday's report that the USDA will cut world wheat production by up to 10 million metric tons. This due to declines in wheat in the EU, more than offsetting the better harvest in Russia. Looking at the beans, November finished up 3.5 cents at 980.25. That's up 27.75 cents on the week. Export sales were very strong, 1.76 million metric tons. That was above the high estimate. Estimates were between 1.1 and 1.6 million metric tons. Notably, this was the second day in a row that beans tested and failed at the 20-day moving average, which comes in at about $9.83 a bushel. It would be good to see it close above there, and then we could test out the next resistance coming in at around $9.96. Crop production estimates for the beans is a crop of 4.089 billion bushels. That's 29 million bushels higher than the August estimate of 4.060. That's on a yield of 49.2 bushels per acre, which is 0.3 bushels per acre higher than the August number of 48.9. And outside markets, we've got stock market taking a beating today, down over 300 points. That is on fears over a rate hike sooner than later. You've also got Treasury bonds down 1.5. Gold trading down $8 an ounce at $1,333.50 an ounce. And crude oil down $1.64 a barrel at $45.98. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.